WDIY presents Lehigh Valley Art Salon, showcasing the arts in every form. WDIY is pleased to welcome back Bagidi Kumalo to Lehigh Valley Public Radio. Bagidi changed electric bass forever with his distinctive and revolutionary technique, first heard internationally on Paul Simon's 1987 Grammy-winning album of the year, Graceland. Living in the Lehigh Valley, Kumalo has produced 4 solo albums and continued to tour. He is in constant demand as a session player, playing with artists including Gloria Estefan, Herbie Hancock, Chaka Khan, Harry Belafonte, Cyndi Lauper, and the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Kumalo has been playing nationally and internationally with Paul Simon since the mid-1980s, when he became one of a number of South African artists Simon recruited for his Graceland album. You might be familiar with Kumalo's iconic bass line in the song You Can Call Me Al. Bagidi now looks to the future, wishing to pass on his experience and knowledge to musicians of a younger generation with community middle and high school music education programs. Working with Lehigh University's Tahiah Kay, Zoner Program and Contract Administrator, together they created the Music Master Mentor Program. Tahiah reached out to middle and high school music directors across the greater Lehigh Valley area seeking talented, aspiring young musicians to apply for this free program at Lehigh's Zoner Arts Center. Ultimately, 18 young musicians ranging in age from 10 to 17 were selected to join Bagidi, his musical director Will Smith, and drum instructor Dan Andre to begin mentoring mid-February, but then the coronavirus pandemic put those sessions on hold. Nevertheless, the program is going strong and the mentors and participants refuse to let isolation or social distancing stop them. Besides Bagidi, we have invited Tahiah, Will, Dan, and 2 local students in the program, Rachel and Jay, to share with us their experiences. Welcome, Bagidi.
Hello, everybody.
Can you tell us how you got involved with the Zoner Art Center?
Well, you know, when I moved here about 5 or 6, 7 years ago, and my kids, they were doing all kinds of stuff, performing around and taking them to different places. And finally, I met Deborah and then Tahiah and then everyone for Zona. And so I gave Deborah the idea of doing this music mentors, that it's my second time doing this. I did one in Long Island and it was successful. So when I moved here, and I decided to say, let me do this here, because I saw the kids as I was taking my kids to different performances. So, and I just saw the talent of the Lehigh Valley kids. And so I decided to come up with this music mentor. And I told Deborah. Deborah liked the idea. And then we put it together. Kids submitted the videos. And I watched all the videos. And I picked the kids that we can put a set list together. And that's where we started.
Tahiah, can you tell us how this idea came together?
I had the good fortune of first meeting Bagidi Kumalo when I was hosting a program on WDIY called World Rhythm. And I was the host, and it was just a day prior to Bagidi and friends performing at Music Fest. At any rate, we did an interview that day, and it was very interesting. And he was talking about when he finished his touring with Paul Simon, he hoped to be doing some Music Master Mentor programming with young aspiring musicians. And I have been a lifelong advocate of arts education and thought, what a great idea and what a wonderful opportunity for young people in the greater Lehigh Valley. And since I was associated with Deborah Sakarakis at Lehigh University at the Zoner Art Center, I thought that that would be the perfect match. I know that she has a passion for arts education as well, and she's retired now, but she was the artistic director at Zoner Art Center and had an enthusiasm for young people and their talents. So I proposed the idea to Deborah, and she got excited about it as well. And together with Deborah Sakarakis and Bagidi, the 3 of us met and formed the program that has now taken shape.
Bagidi, what is your role with the students?
I'm not a music teacher, but my job is to just help these kids out to practice, how to love what they're doing, because as parents, you know, we buy these instruments for these kids. but then it is there. So my job is to just make them understand the music, you know, it's important.
Why does this mean so much to you?
The reason why I'm here is because of the music. I came from South Africa where things were difficult, but because I love the music, I kept playing the music until I was given a chance to see the world. And I feel like I have to share with these kids, and I have to give them my gift so that they can fly high.
You mentioned doing this in another location before. Why do you focus on middle and high school age students?
Well, like in Long Island, I worked with from 10 years old to 16, 17. So here we did the same thing because it's good to work with the young people because they're already performing at school and they just need a proper direction to be supported, to say, look, you know, music is fun. You don't have to be nervous, you know. I know sometimes when you go to music school, there's rules, but for me, to have fun and but be serious about what you're doing. So that was my idea.
How many students did you accept with this program?
Man, when the kids signed up, it was about, I think, 22 kids, but we had to downsize to 17 kids. And the other kids, they were good, but I felt like it would take us a long time to put this program because they need a lot of training. But some of these kids, they're already practicing, they're playing songs, they know how to listen, and they know how to read music and write music. So it's easy to work with them. When you give them the assignment, they can put it together quick, and they're just amazing.
Tahaya, what has been the response from the students' parents?
Thank you for asking, James. Yes, one of the primary responsibilities that I have is keeping in touch with not only the participants, but also the parents. And especially during this challenging time of isolation, it's been a real juggling act trying to make sure that we keep in touch with the participants and keep them aware of our Zoom meetings and invitations to send video recordings that we can splice together so that they can hear what they sound like, even though they're isolated individually in their various homes across the greater metropolitan area. I think Bagidi just mentioned a moment ago that the students come from a wide variety of schools. We have participants from as far west as Kutztown to as far east as Phillipsburg area, and it's been incredible to bring all of these kids together. And the challenge now that we're in isolation is to keep them together through these Zoom meetings. So as a result, I want to make sure that the parents are also well aware of what we're doing, how we're keeping in touch with their child, and to assure them that we intend to continue with the program and have a concert and enjoy that. And as I communicate that information to the parents, many of them have responded to me with great thanks that the program has not come to an end, that it did not get closed down due to the pandemic, and that, in fact, it's one of the very few things, if any, that is still happening and that is keeping their child motivated. And they are so grateful that Bagidi and Will Smith and Dan Andre are all continuing to give of their time and share their hearts and share their experience with their child to keep them motivated during this very challenging time.
Yeah, I can support Tahaya that, you know, this pandemic thing, it's a very terrible situation, but it turned out to be a good thing because then it keeps us together with the kids instead of being home and not knowing what they have to do, you know, because it's so difficult to be home for 5-7 weeks and not connecting with people. But this, it helps us to do this every other Saturdays and get into the Zooming and talk to them and make sure that, hey, look, you know, school continues. Our music mentors is going strong. Even we're not physically working together with social distancing, but we're keeping the plan so that when this is all over, everybody will be ready to play. It gives them some time to practice now because they have a lot of time. And in this case, they're doing just that.
Working with these students, passing on your knowledge to them, what do you receive in return?
As a musician who played all my life, I've been playing bass for 50 years, and to watch these kids playing, that is the biggest gift for me that they're giving me. And then the fact that they love to do that, to work with me and respect me. I receive their gift of playing for me. and understand that, you know, I've traveled the whole world and I've sold Grammys and I've played with pretty much everybody. And my own kids, my own daughters, they play music, and one of them, she just finished college. She's going to be teaching, you know, art, and she's, you know, so music, it's a lot. It means a lot for me. And will help these kids, because not just music, you know, like when they go to school and play music, music will help them to get through everything that they want to achieve. They don't have to be professional musicians, but at least they have an idea to work. Because music is something that organizes you to understand. Like I said to this kid, sometimes an example, I said, look, you know, when you play music and you don't want to make mistakes, it's like driving a car. You know, you focus, your eyes, they look where you're going because you don't want to make any mistake. And music is like that. So it just teaches you to organize your brain, to do other things. And music, it's life, too. You learn about life and you learn about sharing the things that these kids are doing now, because they come from different schools and they're sharing. So it's not just playing music, but it's about bringing the community together, this connect, this life, you know. Things that I was never given in South Africa as a kid. So now for me to go to a classroom and work with the kids, I just feel so grateful and thankful and so honored. This is the greatest gift for me.
Tahiah, how did the pandemic upend this entire program?
Originally, James, we established this program by inviting students to audition. During the fall, our outreach coordinator, Lenore Pitsolis, and I made a tremendous effort to reach out to music directors, as I said, to schools throughout the greater metropolitan Lehigh Valley area. And the format was that we were going to have 6 Saturday sessions, meeting weekly on Saturday for 3 hours from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., and then we would have a dress rehearsal, and then there would be a concert on stage in Baker Hall in Zollner Art Center. So we got through 4 sessions of meeting with the participants in person and building not only a concert list, but also building and forming friendships among the participants. It was really beautiful to witness the unfolding of their relationships with one another, the building of confidence in the participants, and also their becoming more and more comfortable with expanding their creativity and asking the mentors, you know, interesting questions and considering making arrangements. And then, bam, we got together on March 14th, and the next day the governor created the stay-at-home orders. So meeting in person came to a screeching halt, and that's when we decided that we would start gathering them together in Zoom meetings, and that has been an interesting evolutionary journey, because the students at first were kind of not sure how to deal with talking to other people through a computer screen, much less talk about their music. So it's been really interesting, and in the last several weeks, it's blossomed once again into their communicating with one another, asking interesting questions of Bagidi and Will. So that's the format. It changed to Zoom every other week. And as soon as we can gather together again, once the state opens up, we will be bringing them in person back into rehearsal. And then hopefully we have a date for the concert soon to be announced.
We'll return with more with Bagidi Kumalo in just a few moments after these important messages here on WDIY Lehigh Valley Arts Salon.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Allentown Art Museum, presenting a new hands-on art-making project for families every Sunday on their AAM at Home webpage, which also includes inspirational music, exhibitions to explore, videos to inspire, movies to watch, storytelling in Spanish, and more. You can learn more about the museum's virtual offerings at allentownartmuseum.org.
Thank you to the members of WDIY for making all the programming on WDIY possible. Becoming a WDIY member is the best way to support your listening and to ensure WDIY will be here for the next person in our community to discover. Make your membership gift today at 610-694-8100, extension 7, or wdiy.org. We couldn't be here without you.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon featuring Bagidi Kumalo. Bagidi, how has your experience been being the mentor on the other side of the Zoom camera, as they say?
greatest experience, you know, already the kids, they spend a lot of time on the computer, you know, researching, doing that stuff. But it made everything easier for us to get together because the kids, they understood the responsibility of this music, of this program that we put together, that we don't want to let that go. And we just want to stay with it. Whether you're home, you have a responsibility that you have assignment, the song that you got to practice, songs that they give you a lot of mistakes, problems. This is a moment you can spend time and practice those songs and just stay focused and not lose focus of this program. So this has been amazing, and the kids, they show up, and they're so happy to see each other, you know, and it's fun. And also, too, we don't control them and tell them what to do, but at the same time, we want to hear from them. They tell us about the song, what they want to change. They really, because it's about them, you know, for us is to just help them continue growing. I mean, I just finished a farewell tour. I didn't need to do this, but I did it because I care about these young, talented kids that someday they're going to be better than us. So doing this, it's amazing. And now really they understand that also the situation about the pandemic, that this is something that's new to everybody. So, but how to deal with it? You don't get stressed and be home and sleeping and eating and do nothing. There's things to do. So this music program, it's amazing because it gets everybody, they know, like when we get together and talk, they have to tell us what they've been doing the last time that we haven't talked to them. So it's even besides the music mentors, but they're still doing some other school work online and starting. So it's a whole different world now.
I was just going to say that it is very different. And just this past week, James, when we met with them on a Zoom meeting, they all finally kind of realized that this actually was a gift to be able to spend time at home and to have these extra weeks to work on the music because
yes.
Bagidi and Will put together a really ambitious set list for them. They really put a challenge in front of them, and the kids were admitting on Saturday that having the extra time was very helpful and beneficial so that they could do a better job and perform an even better concert than we might have even ever imagined before. If I may, I'd just like to give a shout out to our kids. We have two bass players, Jake and Jay, who's coming on the line in a moment. We have three drummers, Dan, Hayden, and Josiah. We have Emma on flute. We have two piano players, Johan and Rachel. We have a sousaphone and trombone player, Caden. We have several students on sax. We have Connor, Gavin, Sarah and Lawrence. We have two violinists, Donovan and Ramona, and then we have two vocalists, Kira and Michelle. And in addition to our two female vocalists, we have a male vocalist, Nikki Arechica. And we just want to give a big shout out to all of them for staying committed and practicing and continuing to be faithful to the program.
Great group of talented kids, and we're looking forward to do this.
Well, speaking of talented students, let's introduce Jay McLean, who has just finished his freshman year at Lehigh Valley Charter Arts High School and a bassist. Welcome, Jay. What inspired you to become so passionate about music?
I was always passionate for music, but I think it really started when I was around the age of 9 or 10, and there was like this song that I liked on the radio, and I thought that the notes that were played and the instruments that were used just sounded very unique to the song. And so I looked up what instruments were used, and I found that the bass was one of them. And I always had an interest for the bass. And so I already was playing piano at the time, as well as drums. And I was thinking, maybe I should also start bass, because I should probably help broaden my skills if I want to be a musician. So that's what mainly started my time as being a musician.
What was that name of the song that inspired you first?
Yeah, Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy.
Jay, how has the Music Master Mentor Program helped you through the COVID-19 crisis?
This is actually giving me something to do. The quarantine is giving me more time to practice on my material, help me get better at the songs that I'm going to be performing when this will be over.
Let's take a moment to listen to Jay McLean's rendition of Jaco Pastorius's America. where do you hope the music will take you in the future, Jay?
So I hope that music will just like lead me on to like bigger things. Like maybe I go to a band, maybe I get signed. I'm not saying that would happen. I'm saying that it might, but only if I allow where music takes me, not where I take the music.
And then finally, what did not only Bagidi, but Dan and Will help you learn the most from this experience?
Well, they helped me that everyone has their own strengths and weaknesses, and there's always like one other person that can help them fix their weakness or to help improve their strength. And they also taught me that I should more say be listening to the drummer more than the rest of the band, mainly because the bass and the drums are very closely related because they're both parts of the same section. And so, yeah, just helped me understand more about what to focus more on and how to listen with everyone to just keep the song together.
Another student in the Music Master Mentor Program is Rachel Mega, who has recently graduated from Bethlehem Catholic High School and will be going to Moravian College for music starting in the fall. She is also a pianist. Rachel, what inspired you to be so passionate about music?
Well, music as a whole, I've always been passionate about. I started listening to piano ever since I was 2 years old, started getting lessons when I was around 3 or 4. It's just always been a huge part of my life, and as years have gone by, I've just become more and more passionate about it. I'm learning more and more songs, and it's just always been a part of me.
How has the music and the Master Mentor program helped you through the COVID-19 crisis?
It's helped me through the crisis because, as Jay was saying, school isn't happening regularly right now, which means that we have more time to practice, to become better at songs, master the techniques that the mentors, Bakiti and Will, are teaching us. And it's honestly just been a great opportunity to perfect that, so that way the concert will sound amazing.
And then what are some of the biggest takeaways from Bakiti, Dan, and Will that you've drawn from?
Personally, since I'm a piano player, I've had a lot of influence from Will. Jazz isn't my strong suit, so he's been helping me learn different techniques, jazz riff, and he's been really helping me with jazz as a whole. Bakiti and Dan have helped me become more passionate with music, feeling it not just with my heart, but feeling it with my whole self, and just overall becoming more invested with every song I play.
Let's take a listen to Rachel's rendition of Over the Rainbow. Rachel, where do you hope the music will take you in the future?
What I want to do, I want to be a music professor. That way I can pass my knowledge and passion for music to others and inspire them to do great things as well.
Let's bring in Will Smith. Not that one from West Philadelphia, but Bagidi Kumalo's music director and jazz pianist. How did you get involved with the Music Master Mentor Program?
Well, it was a matter of getting involved with Bhagiri Kumal, really. He ran this program out here on Long Island, so I got involved a little bit with that, and then he asked me to do this one out in Bethlehem. So I said, sure. I mean, he's such a good guy. He's such a positive influence. He's such a good energy, a good social positive energy.
What do you assist the students with, and how are you expanding their musical education and ambitions?
So the whole idea behind the mentor aspect of the program is that, you know, being involved in the industry, we help people find the ropes, find what would be the best route for them. So I really try to work with them. We really together try to work with them, finding out what it is, where they want to go, what they want to do, what kind of experience they want to do. And especially in regards to performance, as far as how to have a performance. So I provide them sometimes with sheet music and maybe ideas on who to select for the song they want to do. Also, one of my expertise is soloing, coming from a jazz background. So that sort of improvisational element is a part of my background. So I do help them with soloing, what kind of things to think about when you're soloing, different ideas depending on the tune or depending on the performance. And then it gets down to some technical stuff, what to think about, what keys, what notes, in what scales, and those kinds of things. But mostly, in general, you know, being the mentor, talking about ideas to help them, knowing from the industry, ideas to help them get going where they want to go. And help, in a way, help them hone their own ideas about where to go and what's possible.
Joining Bhagiri and Will Smith is Dan Andre, a local drum instructor with a background in jazz, rock, pop, and funk drumming. Dan, how are you involved with the Musical Master Mentor Program and Zollner Art Center?
At first, I met Bhagiri a couple years ago during a drum clinic. I did a history seminar, and he came up to me afterwards, and he told me that he loved my presentation, and he wanted to give me a shot to work with him. And you know, a couple years later, I started playing some gigs with him, and then he called me for this, and said they were looking for drumming students, and I have like 30 students weekly. So I had some of my students audition, and they took 3 out of the 5, and then they called me and said they needed drums. So I donated 2 full drum sets, and I got my sponsors involved to send some stuff to the kids. And after that, they approached me, Lehigh, and they said, we really appreciate everything you did, and you really went above and beyond what we asked you to do. Because I volunteered at first, and then they said, we want to bring you on board. So it was supposed to be about a month and a half long in total. And then when all this happened, things got pushed back. We were on short first, but all the mentors knew that no matter what happened, we were going to have a concert for these kids by the end of this. So for now, we're just kind of keeping up on them. We're trying to keep them encouraged. You know, we're trying to keep the energy levels real high. And the kids are putting together videos and audio clips of themselves playing. And they send it to me, and then I will put it into my computer and put together videos of all of them playing together.
How are you helping all 17 or 18 students?
I come in and I talk to the drummers and make sure the drummers are communicating with the rest of the band to get the tempos correct, to make sure they know where their transitions are. You know, I help the melodic players understand how drummers are counting bars and not the melodic phrases. So, you know, we have the drummers and the percussionists, the bass player. The rhythm section is pretty much following the form rhythmically and figuratively, like figures-wise. And then, you know, the piano players have the melody and their progressions that they work through. And I kind of come in and I'm just like, make sure that the drummers know the change with the piano players, and the piano players are knowing when the drummers are changing. So I know that the piano players especially are learning a lot from this because they're starting to realize how much the rhythm relies on counting the measures. The toughest part of what we do is keeping everything moving after the song is over. If we're transitioning from one piece to another piece, I have to help the kids understand that you have to keep the song rolling until everybody else is ready to jump back in and start the next song.
Tahaya, who would you like to thank, and how can local residents keep updated?
I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors who have helped us create this program. We couldn't do it without their support. And if you're interested in getting updates on the program, please feel free to contact me, Tahaya, at lehigh.edu. That's Tahya at Lehigh, Lehigh.edu. Tahaya at lehigh.edu. I look forward to hearing from you.
Finally, Bhagiri, what else would you like to leave with our listeners?
It's a bad thing, the pandemic, but at the same time, I'm just grateful to work with my music mentors talented kids. These kids, they're just amazing, and I see the great things in the future in them because the way they love this music, you know, they're growing. They're going to be a next generation of greatness. And so I thank Zona and Lehigh University really for giving us this big opportunity to say, look, okay, we'll give you the platform. We'll find you the talented kids, and so you can do this. But we can reach everybody. I just hope everybody will be doing that at home. Even if you're not in this music mentors, you have the instruments at home. Pick it up, play, just have fun. It's just an amazing thing. You know, you take the negative to make it the good, because this is a great thing that everybody's home. The kids, they're home. The parents, they're home, so they can see each other and help each other and play games. And it's something that connects us as people to be together.
Well, thank you, Bagidi Kumalo.
Yeah, I'd just like to say thank you to WDIY 88.1 for giving us this opportunity to showcase the talent of the Lehigh Valley talented kids.
We would also like to thank Will Smith, Dan Andre, Tahaya, Rachel, and Jay. We thank you all for making time for Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and we look forward to hearing the concert for the Music Master Mentor Program in the future. For Lehigh Valley Art Salon, I'm James Johnson.